Welcome to More Grace, a podcast about theology, spiritual formation, and what that means for your life. We're brought to you by Grace Bible Church, a multi-site university family model church based out of College Station, Texas. I'm Amber Roberts, Creative Director at Grace.
And I'm Matt Morton, Teaching Pastor at our Creekside campus.
We are your co-hosts, and here we are, starting season two.
So exciting.
I think we've made it.
I know.
So
I didn't know if we'd make it all the way to season two.
Season two. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. A lot of work, months of work, actually, and thought, prayer have gone into this season. We are really excited about what we're going to talk about. But before we dive in, I've got a funny story to share with our audience. Okay. And I just think this will be good for people to kind of understand our dynamic, our relationship, Matt. This morning, so I mentioned we're a multi-site church, and we were waiting for one another for an hour, each at a different campus.
Yes. So I knew we were recording the podcast, and I assumed that we were recording it at the same building that we recorded at last time, which is our Anderson campus. So I was waiting over there, and I suddenly get a text, actually multiple texts from Amber, saying, hey, you know it's podcast day, right? You know it's podcast day. But I was on the phone and didn't see them. And I saw them, and then I thought, I don't understand why Amber is so stressed out.
I was really stressed out. And I think it's great that you said you assumed we would record at our normal place, which that's logical. except, you know, we had a calendar invite that told you where to go.
Which I read after I got your messages.
I did text you like a month ago.
Multiple times.
I get it. So, but
we did eventually make it and are glad to be here in the same room. So we are at the Creekside campus now recording.
Woohoo! So if we sound different, that's why.
Yes.
Other things that you can't see with your ears, I can tell you have a summer haircut.
I got a haircut. You know what's funny? I've had this haircut for about 2 weeks, but people continue to comment on it. So it must be holding very well.
It really is. Yeah. Good job, Matt.
That. No one can see that on the podcast,
though. It looks great. He's got his summer do. I've got mine. It's okay that you didn't mention it.
Looks great, Amber.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah. So let's start talking about what we've got in store for our listeners this season. Essentially, we want to walk through what it looks like to live a spirit-filled life. Can you just kind of go into some explanation about that, Matt?
Absolutely. Yeah. So all the way through the scripture, we see references to the Holy Spirit. Obviously, more often in the New Testament, more directly in the New Testament than in the Old Testament. But as you read the scripture, it becomes clear that if you want to know God well, and if you want to be more like Jesus, you need to know the Holy Spirit. You need to understand who he is. You need to understand what he does. And as I've thought about this, the way that I've thought about this is I think everybody listening and everybody talking, us too, would say, my spiritual life is not where I want it to be. It may be going very well, but I think everybody would say there are still areas in which I need to grow. There are attitudes I have that are not like Christ's attitudes. There are things I do that are not consistent with God's values, things I think or say, and we struggle with that. And I also think a lot of times then it seems like the harder we try to do better, the harder it is to do better. Prayer is hard, reading the Bible is hard, dealing with sin is hard. All of these things are tough. What we want to talk about this season is how we feel like the Holy Spirit, knowing the Holy Spirit and how to walk with him is the key to knowing Jesus better. Mm-hmm. And if you were with us, for those that were with us when we studied the book of Galatians last fall, this really came up in the book of Galatians and is really part of what got me thinking about this a lot is that I think a lot of times we talk about doing better in the Christian life, being more like Jesus. But at least in our circles, we're a Bible church. We're not a Pentecostal or charismatic church. Sometimes we're a little afraid to talk too much about the Holy Spirit, as if talking about him is going to make us charismatic or something along those lines where things are going to, in our perspective, get out of control. But the reality is we need to know him.
That's good. That's good. Explain. Okay, so the Christian life. Day to day, God intends the Holy Spirit to be a very active part of moment by moment as we're living out our life, correct?
100%.
That's yeah. great. I think it's just good to mention that because there may be some common misconceptions about what a godly life looks like. That maybe it's just, you know, I'd be good. I don't have sex outside of marriage. I don't get drunk. I don't do drugs. So, you know, that's not the goal. That's not what we're aiming for. In order to have a successful Christian life, it means abiding in the Spirit of Christ.
Right. So transformation of our character happens from the inside out. So when you think about the challenge, for example, in Jesus' day that the Pharisees had, was they looked at spiritual transformation as going from the outside in, that if I avoid all the wrong things and put myself in a position to be around all the right things, then I will be righteous. It was all external. But as we see in the scripture, and as the scripture moves forward, especially the Apostle Paul, but really all of the New Testament writers make this point that if you know Jesus, now transformation happens from the inside out, that my attitudes are changed, my heart is changed, my mind is changed, so that, yes, avoiding things like drunkenness or sexual immorality, those are huge aspects of what it looks like to be righteous. But we don't begin there and then try to transform ourselves outside in. Instead, we begin by saying, how do I put myself in a position day by day where I connect with God, where I know His Spirit well, and where His Spirit is transforming my heart? I think that day-to-day process is something that all too often we overlook in our journey to try to be like Jesus.
That's so good, Matt. And I think you just summed up what season two is going to be about. So the day-to-day journey of being transformed. I really like that. Where in the Bible can our listeners go just to kind of get an overview of what you're talking about?
So I mentioned a minute ago the book of Galatians. The whole emphasis of the book of Galatians really is, rather than focusing on externalities first, let's focus on how do we walk by the Spirit. Everybody is, if you've been a Christian for more than a few minutes, you probably have heard the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But in the broader context, part of what Paul is getting at is they are fruit. They're not works. They're not actions that we do. So think about it this way. An apple tree, it produces apples, but how does it produce apples? Well, you don't ever see a tree sitting there going, fruit, fruit, fruit. Like, they never sit there and have to think about it. They don't try to make fruit. What do? Well, they sit and they are rooted in a place where there is water. And as the water comes through their roots and up into the trunk and up to the branches, that healthy system of drawing nutrients from the soil produces fruit. And so that's what Paul is describing when he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Elsewhere in the scripture, the Spirit is described, in fact, the word Spirit, really, it means wind or breath. And the idea is that the Spirit provides us with life or breath in order to function as the people of God, that the way that you become more Christ-like is you draw in the Spirit's breath. Other critical places in the scripture, of course, besides Galatians, Romans chapter 8, where Romans talks about how the law of the Spirit has set us free from the law of sin and death, and how the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we're children of God. The Spirit for the believer reminds us who we are, helps us walk with God, gives us a new way to follow God rather than by the externalities of the law. And then, of course, Ephesians 4 and 5. Ephesians 5, especially that great passage about do not get drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. You mentioned this idea of drunkenness a moment ago. We think like, okay, don't get drunk, don't get drunk. I think we often leave off the last half of that verse, which is, but instead be filled with the Spirit. The idea is if you're going to fill yourself with something that's going to control you, don't let it be wine, but let it instead be the Spirit of God. So all of Ephesians 5 talks about how we walk with the Spirit.
Yeah, I think it's important to mention, and this won't be a new thought to anybody, but how really there is a struggle. Romans 8 really spells it out. You know, it talks about the flesh, the mindset on this flesh versus the mindset on the spirit. Can you kind of go into some detail about what the flesh is? What really is preventing us from walking with the spirit and being filled with the spirit and controlled by the spirit?
Yeah. So one thing I would say, the flesh is not synonymous with like your body. It's not as if, so some people would say, okay, the body is where all the problems are, right? So my body is bad and my spirit is good. And what I really need to do is listen to my spirit instead of maybe my body or my emotions or whatever. That's not so much what Paul's saying. When he talks about the mindset of the spirit versus the mindset of the flesh, the mindset of the flesh would be all of those attitudes and beliefs and actions that are opposed to the way of God. Everything that is opposite of the way God wants us to think or be or believe, that's the flesh. So it's sort of an all-encompassing word that Paul uses to say the flesh is opposed to the things of the spirit. What are the fruit of the spirit? The fruit of the spirit are what we just talked about, love, joy, peace, all of these things. Galatians 5 also lists the deeds of the flesh, right? And they're bad things. They're the types of things you don't want to do, right? So you've got the deeds of the flesh are things like sensuality, immorality, impurity, sorcery, enmities, all of these things. What the flesh is it is a mindset that leads me simply to act according to what I want rather than what God wants. That's the contradiction here, is that when I'm following the Spirit, I'm going to do those things God wants me to do that are consistent with his values. When I'm following the flesh, I'm just going to do what I want to do.
That's great, Matt. This is a journey. We're going to go on it with you. As you're listening to us this season, Matt and I are committed. We want to walk according to the Spirit. We want to grow in the Spirit too. What I really love about this topic is it is completely outside of circumstance. So this is relevant to every person who is trusted in Jesus as their Savior, because you have been given the Holy Spirit. You have been sealed. The Spirit lives in you. You have access. So it doesn't matter if you have been, if you've known the Lord for a day or for 50 years, there is room and place in your heart to stop and ask, how can I grow in the Spirit? And so that I just think that's important. There's a lot of suffering and trial and conflict in our world right now. I think, you know, if you're not personally going through a trial, you probably have a close friend who is. And, you know, I mean, that's just the state of the world. That will always be the case. Walking with the Spirit is not contingent on what circumstance you're going through right now in your life.
Absolutely.
And I just think that's really important, because I just feel like this is absolutely relevant to everyone. There are some people, though, this actually isn't relevant, and that's those who have not trusted Christ. So, Matt, for anyone willing to consider that step, what does that mean?
Yeah, so, I mean, Romans 8 tells us, you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So the idea is, those who have trusted in Jesus, those are the ones that the Spirit dwells in their lives. Those who have not yet, the Spirit doesn't yet dwell in them. The great news is that the Scripture presents that anybody who believes in Jesus can not only have forgiveness of their sins and eternal life, but the gift of the Spirit. So the good news is this: none of us are born into this world filled with the Holy Spirit or indwelt by the Holy Spirit, because we're sinners. We're rebellious against God. All we do is follow the way of the flesh. The way of the flesh sometimes might even look like doing nice things, but I'm doing nice things because that's just what I happen to want to do in that moment. The way of the Spirit is following God. None of us are born with the Spirit because we're sinners. The great news is Jesus died to pay the penalty of our sin. Jesus rose from the dead. And everybody who trusts in him can have eternal life and can have the Spirit. So Paul goes on in Romans 8, he says, if the Spirit of him who did this, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So that if you believe in Jesus, now what the Spirit of God does, and this is what we're going to see as we walk through this season, is that the Spirit gives life. The Spirit is the one who gives us life in every sense. We're not alive physically without the Spirit of God giving us life, and we're not alive spiritually until the Spirit of God gives us a new life. When Jesus spoke with Nicodemus in John 3, he talks about being born again of water and the Spirit. This idea of, I think water, he means you're being washed clean from your sin, and then the Spirit renews you and gives you a new, a second life. Anybody who trusts in Jesus has that life. And anybody who's listening and you're not sure if you've trusted in Jesus, we would invite you to. We would invite you, even today, sitting by your phone or in your car or wherever you're listening, you can right now today ask God to forgive you of your sins, to give you eternal life because you believe in what Jesus did for you. And then he gives you the Spirit once you believe in Jesus.
Great. Thanks, Matt. So that is a good overview of what we're going to be talking about this season. We're going to, episode by episode, just diving in a little bit deeper to the different parts. For instance, our next episode, we're actually going to talk about who the Holy Spirit is. We need to learn a little bit more about him, the person of the Holy Spirit, as we continue to figure out how to rely on him. So let's commit everyone to growing together in the Spirit this season. And Matt and I are walking with you.
Yes, indeed. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of More Grace. Grace Bible Church exists to help people find and follow Jesus. We work tirelessly to provide content and resources to serve the body of Christ. Check out our website, www.grace-bible.org, for more. God bless.